welcome, loves. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. You ever have one of those days where everything, and I mean everything, goes wrong? Like, literally everything goes wrong. That is exactly the kind of day that I am having today. I don't know if you've ever had one of those days, but it's just, it's gotten to the point of absolute ridiculousness today. And I just had a flash. I had a brain flash to do this show. Number one, close encounters with the incredibly incompetent. Close encounters with the incredibly incompetent. And what is frustrating you? Yes, last minute change of topics. I don't care. My show. I'll pick the topics. Thank you very much. Close encounters with the incompetent and with people who simply don't know what they're doing. Because it drives the rest of us absolutely batty. And let me just share with you just a couple of well, there's one example I'd love to share, but I don't dare. But there's one example that a couple of examples I would like to share. Okay, how many of you have been on the phone with, I don't know, let's pick something out of the blue. Oh, a doctor's office. Yeah, a doctor's office. You are caller 15 in the queue. 10 minutes later, you are caller 9 in the queue. 10 minutes later, you are caller number 5 in the queue. 10 minutes after that, you've been on the phone now for 30 minutes. You are caller 1 in the queue. Click, and you get hung up on. Just as you are caller number 1. Got another one for you. This actually happened to somebody I know. You are caller number 9 in the queue. You are caller number 6 in the queue. You are caller number 1 in the queue. 1 in the queue. 1 in the queue. Like a broken record, for those who don't know, back in the days before streaming, when we had vinyl, and some idiots still think vinyl sounds better than CDs. I'm sorry. I have a very strong opinion on that. I never understood the vinyl heads. I never will understand the vinyl heads. I'm sorry. I don't get it. CDs are so vastly superior to vinyl. How, I mean, you can listen to what you want to. You can listen to 78 RPM Enrico Caruso records for all I care, but it's just not the same. But the vinyl, the vinyl used to skip. Okay, we're Sergeant Pepper's luck. We're Sergeant Pepper's luck. We're Sergeant Pepper's luck. That's what he used to do. And this actually happened to somebody I know. You are caller whatever in the queue, caller number whatever in the queue. You're caller number 1 in the queue, caller number 1 in the queue, caller number 1 in the queue. And then, I'm sorry, nobody can take your phone call, so please leave a callback number where people can get in touch with you. I'm sorry, what? What? My question for you here, and I guess I think what I'll do to branch it out is something I've had in mind for the past couple of days, but I'm going to open up the Bowerly complaint desk. If I could say what I wanted to say, I don't think I could say it without using some very bad language that would end my career, which at this point I don't care, actually. But no, in all seriousness, I've had things happen to me today that have just been one after another after another after another of absolute incompetence. And one of the incompetent people was the fellow I see in the mirror every day. Forgetting to bring something in from the car. But I forgot to bring something in from the car because I was distracted by an idiot at the last minute. I'll put it that way. I'm not going to take responsibility for it. No, it was not quite my fault. It was a distraction that should not have happened when it happened. And I'm not sure if what I had in my car is even any good anymore or if it isn't any good anymore. And it's just infuriating to me, okay? Don't tell me you're going to be here at 9 in the morning and then show up at noon and expect me to be real happy about it, okay? It's like when you call certain businesses, certain companies, and they say, well, we'll have somebody out between 9 and 5. Excuse me, I'm sorry, can you run that by me again? Yeah, we'll have somebody out between 9 and 5. Okay, so what you're telling me here is my entire day is going to be spent waiting for you to call me to tell me when you are going to come. And then if you don't come, we're going to reschedule for another day where you're going to tell me you're going to be here between 9 and 5. Sorry, that just doesn't work. That's, it's just, we are the most technologically advanced and should be the most intellectually forward people that has ever occupied the face of the earth. So why is incompetence just so widely spread? Is it that businesses are so strapped for people that they're hiring anybody with a pulse? I mean, seriously, it just incompetence and things that aren't going the way they should be going absolutely drives me nuts. So I'm going to open up the phone lines on WBEN for something. This is like a last-minute audible at the line. My overall complaint desk is open. It is open. The overall complaint desk is open. But one of the specific questions I have for you is, without naming any businesses, okay, and don't get cute on me like, well, there's a place on Sheridan Drive that starts with the letter blank and it specializes in blank. Don't do that to me. Don't get cute on me because I'll take you right off the air. All right? I'm sorry. I can't do that. It just, all it does is it gets me into trouble. It's like the incompetence that, you know, gives you a blooper in the middle of an ad for Transitown Kia. But the close encounters you have had with the incredibly incompetent and your overall complaint might be something to do with driving, might be something to do with working with people, might have something to do with having to help people at customer service, whatever the situation happens to be. Your close encounters with the incredibly incompetent and the complaint desk. I'll open that up, which is a pretty wide open topic. And let me give you the phone numbers here. This is a chance to get all of the frustration out of you. And believe me, right now I'm at the boiling point. It's just been one of those days of, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? From the time I woke up until virtually the time I came on the air. So this is my oasis. This is my water hole in the desert as far as this program is concerned. What is it that you want to bitch about? What is it that you want to complain about? What is it that irks you, annoys you, frustrates you, or does anything, shall we say, to negatively impact your day? And usually, but not always, usually it is the fault of somebody else. And I must confess, the things that have gone wrong today have not, all but one have been somebody else's fault. I'll take partial responsibility for one. But everything else has just been, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Really? From trying to call people on the phone and being endlessly online in the queue. Here's another close encounter with the incredibly incompetent. All right. Now, like you, I work strange hours. I mean, you work probably 9 to 5. Maybe you work 9 to 5, but basically from 2 in the afternoon until 6 o'clock, I am an impenetrable wall. And I can't tell you the number of times I've told people, okay, and this is especially true with doctor's offices, people providing services of some kind. Look, I cannot talk between 2 and 6. I cannot pick up the phone because it sounds horrible on the air when the phone rings, which I should have on vibrate right now, which should actually thrill me if somebody calls. But the it is amazing to me that no matter how many times I say, please, I can't answer the phone between 2 and 6, I end up playing phone tag the next day because they call at 2:28 or 2:25 in the afternoon, precisely when I said, I can't take your call. Don't even bother. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930. I feel better. I already feel like I've had a cathartic release, this orgasmic explosion of frustration that I get to dump all over you. But it's okay because you get to do it all over me now, which almost sounds like a Turkish bath or something. But it's 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. What drives you up a wall? What drives you crazy? What frustrates you? What do you want to bitch or complain about? Now, a lot of your complaints, I know, have to deal with driving and people's inability to drive. Some of your complaints have to deal with something political, be it migrants or something else, which I do, by the way, believe is a crisis in Erie County. I don't think it's histrionics. I don't think it's hyperbolic. Most people don't want them here because we recognize that they are illegal. And eventually, whether it's state money or county money, we are going to be footing the bill. And I'm sorry, but if we're footing the bill for hundreds of people who have no business being here, sorry, that is a crisis, okay? It's money. Just imagine your own household budget where you plan on having two kids and suddenly you're supporting 20 kids. Do you think that would represent a crisis in your household? Yeah, I think it would. I absolutely do think it would. So this downplaying of the migrant crisis pisses me off. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Close Encounters with the Incredibly Incompetent and the overall complaint line. I'm going to open that up today, too, because it's been ages since I've done that. And I've been threatening to do that for quite some time. But, like, I really think I should take a Valium right now. I really do. It's been that kind of a morning. That kind of a morning. Here is, speaking of incompetence, I don't, well, I'm still getting used to this whole new vision situation here. Here is Diane in Tonawanda. Diane, you are on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. I wanted to say, is the radio on? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay.
Please, please don't start off the incompetent show by being an incompetent caller who doesn't turn the radio off.
Well, because my iPhone, I can't figure this out. Anyways, I wanted to complain about customer service today. There is none, and they all act like they're doing you a favor. I am sick and tired of it. They're working, they're waiting on us, and they're acting like they're doing us a favor. Done. Hate it. Also, people not stopping at stop signs in my neighborhood. They're going to kill me or somebody else too. So those are my complaints right now. I've got a million more.
Oh, well, I mean, really, I've got room for 998,000 more. No. But, hand in hand with people not stopping at stop signs, bicyclists who want the respect afforded to a motor vehicle, but they don't drive like motor vehicles. I was pulling into a place the other day on Evans Street in Williamsville, and this bicyclist was driving as though it was London. No, no, no. You're supposed to be on the right side, not the left side, idiot. I almost ran you over if I wasn't paying attention. That aggravates me, okay? That is a source of contention with me.
Yeah, I get it.
They want all the respect. The bicyclists want us to love them and treat them like motor vehicles. Why can't they drive like it, and why can't they be subject to... And the other thing, too, pedestrians who don't even look both ways before they cross, because...
Well, they can look both ways. They have a cell phone in their hand.
Well, no, this guy actually had a dog in his hand, and he was so enraptured by a truck, he never even saw me coming. And there I am alone in my car thinking, yes, sir, you look like you're about 78 years old. It's a truck, typically 18 wheels, typically it's a trailer pulled by a cab. And if you haven't seen one before in 70-odd years on this planet, I really feel sorry for you, because you and your dog almost got wiped out because you weren't paying attention, because there's this giant twin tower parked on the side of the street. Never even saw the guy coming.
Yeah, it's scary, too. I mean, anyways, those are, like I said, a couple. I'm sure people are going to call in with a lot more, because there's a lot to complain about today.
Well, okay, when you say customer service, I've identified calling doctor's offices as one of the most frustrating things ever, especially when you get to that.
Well, you took it away from me. You already mentioned it, but that has been a sore spot for 10 years now. You call, everybody's in a group, nobody answers phones. Yes, you were correct about it being a half an hour to an hour. Or give us your phone number and we'll call you back, and then you have to have your phone on you everywhere you're going, in the house or anywhere else. It's just ridiculous.
Yes. I do you feel better? Because, I mean, you know, I feel
I
better
just
listening to you. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah, if you're a bicyclist and you want me to respect you as a bicyclist, obey the vehicle and traffic laws. Don't drive on the left side of the street. You're not in England, okay? And I couldn't believe what I saw the other day. Now, look, I get to spew on the radio, okay? I get to vent on the radio. I don't go into road rage. I didn't flip the guy off. I didn't yell at him. I just shook my head to myself like, oh, my God, are you really that blanking stupid? 803. Oh, and I've done stupid things in my life, too. Don't get me wrong. But I will own my stupid stuff. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. We've all got something to complain about. And today, pretty much everything that has happened today is something that I have to complain about. It's just been a nightmare of you could not believe it if I explained it to you. Anyway, are you ready to take control of your home's energy efficiency? Well, here's some news that'll warm your heart as the weather gets colder. Make sure your family stays snug and your wallet fat, and get fuel savings now and into the future with National Fuel's energy-saving rebates. And this month, my friends at John Locke Heating have special offers for when you install a new high-efficiency system in your home. But the real secret to staying cozy is don't wait until the snow falls. Be proactive. It's time for your preseason heating checkup so you're ready when that big Western New York winter storm hits this season. Trust the very particular people at John Locke Heating. With over 55 years experience, they're experts in high efficiency systems. Maximize your savings and comfort this winter. Call the very particular people at John Locke. 716-894-6400. 716-894-6400. Or visit johnlockheating.com today. Your home deserves the best. John Locke Air Conditioning and Heating, keeping homes comfortable since 1967. And I'll keep you comfortable with more calls on the WBEN Bowerly Complaint and Incompetence Desk. And I can think of no one better to talk about incompetence than myself. Didn't really sound as I wanted it to, but we have to break back after the news with Tom Puckett on News Radio 930 WBEN. Is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Your close encounters with the incredibly incompetent, and my overall complaint desk is open. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. But yeah, those of you who ride bikes and you take such pride in being such wonderful bike riders, is it too much for you guys to impose on the other bike riders who think they're in London or something and say, hey, you're supposed to go with the traffic, not against the traffic? I almost wiped a guy out pulling into a driveway because he was on the wrong side. Like, wait a minute, dude. I'm not expecting to see you there. If I wasn't paying attention, you'd be a spot on my windshield. And then I'd have to pick up your body and dump it somewhere, and it would take 15 minutes out of my day. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Tom in Cheektowaga. Tomas, you are on WBEN. My bitch line is open, so spew.
First time, long time. My biggest complaint is airline carry-on luggage.
Keep going.
I don't mean to date myself. I'm in my early 50s, but I remember flying with my parents when I was young, and if you got on the plane with more than a newspaper and the jacket over your arm, you got accosted. This day and age, though, with our PC culture that no one can address someone to enforce a rule, I see people coming on with a carry-on, a backpack, a pillow, and possibly even a cover for themselves. Then they proceed to put all that in the top bin so that they're not inconvenienced with their own foot space underneath them. It also really riles me that when they bring these bags on, they're not even physically capable enough of lifting them themselves into the bin above them.
Oh, well, okay. The other thing that goes along with that is the overhead storage bins. They're always full. You could be the first person on the plane, and for some really weird reason, the overhead storage bins are filled with stuff.
That's especially towards the back of the plane. You know, the crew uses that up. Their supplies in there, their baggage.
But I mean, I didn't fly until, at least not on commercial jets, until the 1980s, I'll put it that way. So I was unaware that when you were a young buck in the 60s and, well, in the 70s, that you weren't allowed to carry-on.
That's correct.
Let's say, okay, let me give you the contrary view on that, okay? People who have CPAP machines, people who have prescription medications, you need to carry those with you. That is advised. You should have a phone charger in your carry-on bag. That is advised, because if the airline loses your luggage and you have medication that you have to take, you are SOL. And if your CPAP machine is in the lost luggage universe, you're not going to sleep on vacation.
Correct. And I agree with that 100%. Yes. Everyone's entitled to bring on a carry-on and have their necessities with them. But, you know, when they totally usurp the whole upper part because they don't want to be inconvenienced, and then you get on, you're one of the last seatings on the plane, and there's nowhere for your carry-on because they're inconsiderate.
Wow. You know what? I mean, there's at least two schools of thought on that. I'd like to hear what other people have to say about that. And then there are the people who sit at the front of the plane. I mean, this is my own personal little aggravation, my complaint desk, who take 5 minutes to get their carry-on from the overhead storage bin while the rest of the plane wants to get off and start enjoying Montego Bay.
Or exactly
grill,
right.
As the case may be. I'd love to hear other people's thoughts on that, because I'm guilty of bringing a carry-on with me when I fly, but it's only got the necessities that I have to have, you know, including like maybe, oh, I don't know, a change of clothes, always good to have. Have you ever had an airline lose your luggage, sir?
Actually had it lost two bags on the way out to California for vacation.
How long before they found them?
Well, the one bag, we landed in San Jose and we're going to San Francisco. The one bag got in after midnight, and then the other bag they sent to the wrong airport to get to us.
Oh, man.
So that was
about
36 hours.
Oh, brother. That happened once on the way back from Alaska. They lost my luggage and had to drive it out to the house, and had my mom's address on it, and she didn't even tip the dude, which I found somewhat irritating. Yeah. But
worse because it was the beginning of the vacation.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, I know somebody who went to the Bahamas, and they lost the luggage for 2 days, and there she was with basically nothing to wear in the Bahamas.
At least it was warm.
At least it was, and she does look good in underwear. So there's that. I thank you very much. I appreciate the call. All right, anybody else have a thought on that? Because I've had one of those days where literally every single thing I have touched has turned into excrement. Seriously, it has been I don't even know how to describe it, except watching Band of Brothers when they're doing a jump and there's flak all over the place. That's what my day has been like, to a much lesser degree than our brave troops in World War II and other areas of conflict. It feels like today I've been dodging flak all day long. You're on WBEN. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Oh, thank you. Wonderful to talk to you as always, Tom. I know this is a very probably popular topic and there's a lot of complaints that surround it, but my mom is 86. She's about 4'10" and weighs 112 pounds and went through about 4 months of extreme excruciating pain where the medicines weren't touching it and she couldn't have any of the strong narcotics. So long story short, we were making multiple phone calls to her primary care physician. She was seen in the emergency room several times. And they had updated their phone system, the primary did, and you know, you'd call in the morning and it would say the next available operator will be with you in a moment. And so you would stay on the phone for sometimes up to 5 minutes and the automated message would continue to play and then it would disconnect you.
Yes.
So
yes.
For close to 4 months and all these different phone calls that would happen on a regular basis. And then finally, when you would make a connection and they would go to transfer you over to the nurse, it would disconnect. So I said, I wish I had like a blood pressure cuff on because I bet my blood pressure went through the roof every single time I was hung up on.
You know, I wasn't even going to mention this, but that has happened to my mom, okay? And it's happened to me. Like it happened to me two or three different times. A major local medical practice known to some who work there as the factory. It happened to me where you're caller number 12, you're caller number 9, you're caller number 2, you're caller number 1. Click. And it happened to my mom. Happened to the old lady. Come on.
Exactly. And it always makes me concerned about the elder care in our communities, because to me, they should be the people revered and respected and treated the best. And it's sometimes often like they're the bottom of the barrel.
No, here's where you're wrong. I should be the one who's revered and respected. The older people can wait. They've had long lives, very enjoyable. I told this to my mother as well. She was not pleased. But no, look, I understand, and I presume that the doctor with whom you're trying to get in touch was, in fact, specializing in geriatric medicine.
Oh, absolutely, and was well aware. And we love him, and we trust him, and we respect him. So we would never move or switch. But was very well aware of the phone problems and so just offered, well, if you can't get a hold of us, just come down and talk to the front desk person, which of course isn't the answer for someone who's 86 and not driving.
No, but you know, but let's just to trace, shall we, the train of incompetence. If the doctor was aware of it, I'm sure the business officer at the doctor's office was on the phone to the company in charge of the telephones, and they were probably told, well, we're short-staffed here at the phone company, so we're going to have to wait 4 days to get somebody out there to fix the glitch in the system. We can't remote in on this one. We have to send somebody out. So it might not have been your doctor's fault. Now, does this problem continue today, or was it a short-term glitch?
No, it still continues today. It may be not as severe, but then that's also probably because we're not calling as much any longer either.
Oh, I am so sorry to hear that, because I'm sorry. Somebody in their 80s, look, one of the things that, I don't know if you've noticed this, but in some respects, and this is a paradox, in some respects, the older I get, the less frustrated I become. Like, I don't do the road rage thing because it isn't worth it. It's just like road rage to me is one of the most stupid things there is. If I have something to be upset about in the car, I will yell it to myself, but I don't flip people off, okay? It's just, it isn't cool. It doesn't do anything. And if I make a mistake when driving, I always wave to the person that I've wronged as if to say, hey, my bad. I am so sorry. I'm an idiot. And people, you know, people are generally pretty cool with that. But the doctor, I would write a letter to the doctor saying, dude, you have got to fix this. Do you not understand what's going on? Do you not understand the frustration you're adding to the elderly and their caregivers that, you know, you're supposed to be in healthcare? You're not supposed to be raising people's blood pressure.
Exactly. And they're not with him, but with staff there. There have been several other blunders, you know, regarding testing and communication with, you know, one of the specialists or one of the labs and things like that. And I've said I'm going to draft a letter and just have all the dates and times of all the problems that occurred. Because if it's happening to one, it has to be happening to several.
Well, you got to light a fire under this guy's butt, it seems like. Okay, how about this one? How many times have you been told to get lab work or a imaging done, and you show up at the place, and the script should be in their system, but the doctor forgot to send them the script?
One of my pet peeves is telling people how to do their job. Shouldn't involve healthcare, right?
I had to wait. I'm not going to name the physician because he happens to be a friend of mine, but I had to wait and wait and wait. And they finally said, yeah, you know what? We don't have the script. And I said, what do you mean you don't have the script? I called the office 2 days ago. I called the office yesterday. You don't have the script? And they finally got it 45 minutes after I said, I'm out of here. But actually, you know, everything happens for a reason. And, I mean, I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but, I mean, even everything that has happened to me today that has been an absolute cluster, I'm sure it happened for a reason. Maybe the guy on the bike was on the left-hand side because if I'd have been 1 second earlier, I would have had an accident. Maybe it was divine providence using a moron to save my life. I don't know.
When you mentioned that you know you don't have road rage the older you get, I feel the same way, with the exception of my frustration is being revolved around someone that I love and need to protect and care for, and the incompetence continues to exasperate, and then that's when I, like, my blood pressure definitely goes up. There's just, because then I feel rendered helpless because no one else is doing their due diligence for my elderly mother.
You know what? And number one, I think we did the show yesterday on the elderly. I applaud you for taking care of your mom. I truly do. It sounds like she needs a hand. You're providing that hand. And at the same time, you go into mama bear mode with your mama. It's kind of a role reversal from 80 years
ago.
And I was so disappointed talking to my mom on her 90th birthday, hearing about how she was in line, and then she got disconnected. Or, I'm sorry, when she was caller number one for a half hour, the message came on, please leave your name and number and we'll call you back. She's been on hold for a half hour. I mean, she's got nothing better to do, I suppose, but still. I thank you kindly. I appreciate the call. Communication and telecommunication in particular in this modern era, it should be, and that's what gets me, life should be easier than ever, but instead it's filled with nonsense. And how about, okay, talk about, here's one of my bitch lines, okay? Why is it that every time you do anything now, people send you a survey wanting to know how they did? You bring the car in for an oil change. The dealer sends you a survey. How did we do? It was an oil change. I mean, you know what? If you didn't do well, the car would have ground to a stop. Just stop it already. And then if you don't respond, they send you another survey. This is a friendly reminder. We want to know how your service appointment went. Survey, survey, survey. Seriously, enough with the damn surveys already. Let's go to Josh in Amherst on WBEN. Hello, Josh.
Hi, Tom. Thank you so much for taking the call. I maintain that I am probably one of your youngest listeners, but I...
you mean you're only 80? You're only 80? I'm sorry.
I attend a prominent university in the area, and I have been on a crusade to get rid of parking tickets. This is something that I feel very, very strongly about. I get it from my father. It's almost a reflex now that when I see one of those guys walking with their knee-length shorts and their collared shirts that say parking enforcement on the back, there's a reflex in the back of my throat that makes me yell Nazi. And, I see it walking, but,
You got to be careful. Anytime you invoke Hitler or the Nazis, it should only be invoked when you're talking about World War II.
Oh no, of course. I just feel that it's
Oh, there are still some people in Western New York who don't regard that as a joke. Believe me, I've seen the tattoos. But that, I'm not trying to yell at you here for calling in. But I know the university you're talking about, UB. Am I correct?
Your call screener told me that I should probably not say, but...
Well, I went to UB, and I've contributed so much money over the years, at least $0.00. But no, that, look, that used to be a source of annoyance. Now, why... here's the thing, though. Let me turn it around. They have it very clearly marked where you are allowed to park and the appropriate permit or sticker you must have in order to legally park there. Are you maintaining that they're not properly notating where it is you should park?
Oh, well, I mean, that's definitely part of it. But the idea is that it's incredibly inefficient. The way that they have things set up right now, UB maintains the position that they do not give out more parking passes than there are cars, or at least not cars, but students, which, I mean, of course, there's not 30,000 parking spaces like there are 30,000 students, but UB has never surveyed how many students commute to campus by car. So to them, there's no accurate way for them to make that statement and be truthful about it.
There is a way to accurately do that, I believe, at least with the people who live on campus. You know how many people are into dorms. You may not know how many people are living off campus, close to the campus, who are commuting using motor vehicles. And look, I understand, having gotten a couple of parking tickets when I was a student at UB back in the 80s when it was $5 or $10, I forget what it was, but it is exceedingly frustrating. And even like your eight o'clock in the morning class, when mm-hmm. it's minus 20 with the wind chill, and the only spot you can find is about 0.5 miles away from where you want to go.
Right. But the idea is that if everybody had a perfect schedule, there would always be at least one parking spot open. But there's high volumes of classes and there's low volumes of classes. So there's certain times where it's genuinely impossible to find a spot. And you have other things, too, where if you park in a faculty lot, which is guaranteed to faculty to give them with it, so that way they are not inconvenienced by having to find a spot and they are able to make the class on time. I understand that. That's a good thing. However, if you, as a student, park in those spots, what you're doing, basically, by the idea of having the faculty lot, is potentially inconveniencing the faculty. So then the university says, well, you inconvenience the faculty, now pay us. But the department or those faculty don't see that money, so it doesn't really make a lot of sense. I would rather pay, if I parked in the music department faculty parking lot and you got me a ticket, I'd rather just pay the $30 to the department, since they're the ones who I'm potentially inconveniencing.
Life doesn't work that way, though. I mean, as you well know, if you park in a business parking lot and you've got to get towed away and you get a summons as well, the business ain't getting that money. The municipality and the impound lot and the tow truck company, they're getting the money. Business isn't getting the money.
Well, if I paid that business $10,000 and then they had the audacity to tow me away, I think we'd both feel a little different about that.
Yeah, you know what, though? I mean, the lesson that I think you're learning at UB, and it's an important life lesson, is watch where you park. Watch where you park.
Watch where we park. Watch where I park. Under the way that they have it now, but there is a more efficient way to do it, like, for example, renting spots, or at least numbering the spots.
That is a good idea.
For a parking pass, because then you can generate revenue from it from the beginning. The reason that it's open-ended right now is because they have a potentially limitless revenue coming in, because they can just keep making parking tickets. But if you already paid for it, right, if I paid $30, $50 for a parking pass, then they would have no excuse to keep asking for money.
Okay, that is a good idea. Reserved parking, maybe you pay extra for a numbered spot. I could see that. And, you know, one of my pet peeves about parking is there's a certain restaurant I like to go to, and there's a hardware store in the same area. The hardware store must have about 8,000 parking spots reserved. I've never seen more than 10 people in the hardware store at any given time. And yet, if you park in one of their spots, the parking NKVD comes out and puts a bullet in your head. So it's like, I've not been into that hardware store since they started that stuff. Like, you know what? Screw you. I'll buy my screws elsewhere. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. All right. The Bowerly complaint line is open. I've had just one of those days. It has been like, you have no idea. I mean, look, I know some of you are going through a lot worse than I am. I get that, but I got to be entertaining to some, you know, I got to be a little bit hyperbolic about this, and I got to sound like I'm a lot more upset than I really might be, although I am pretty upset, because it's just one of those days where everything I've done today, I've run into absolute incompetence, except eating lunch. I found tremendous competence eating lunch. But anyway, 803-0930. Bad time to call is right now. Good time to call is when Tom Puckett slides into the commercials during the news at 3 on News Radio 930 WBEN. Bowerly with you. Hi.